brown skin. You know I love your brown skin. I can't tell where yours begins. I can't tell where mine is. Brown skin, up against my brown skin. Need some every now and then. People from maybe Mississippi or Ireland. Apparently your skin has been kissed by the sun. You make me want a Hershey's kiss, your licorice. Every time I see your lips, it makes me think of honey-coated chocolate. Your kisses are worth more than gold to me. I'll be your almond joy, you'll be my sugar daddy. Brown skin, you know I love your brown skin. I can't tell where yours begins. I can't tell where mine is. Brown skin, up against my brown skin. Need some every now and then. Something magnetic pulls me and I can't get out. This...
Good evening, Twin Cities, and thank you for listening tonight. You are listening to KFAI Radio 90.3 FM, Minneapolis, St. Paul, and around the world at kfai.org. And we are non-commercial, community-powered radio. And good evening, this is Fresh Fruit in Rare Productions, and I am Shimmer. And I use she, her, Lady Women Glitter pronouns, and DJ Daddy Rocks is making their way into the studio. So as they make their shamazing grand presence to the studio, we'll just vibe out tonight with some music. I'm loving Beyonce's Morning Donk. And then also there's a remake, a brand new one from Michelle and DJ Otello and Cat Power. They remade the classic Don't You Want Me. So let's go ahead and get into those vibes right now on Fresh Fruit. And Rare Productions will be back in a short few minutes. Thanks for tuning in tonight. We truly appreciate you. We'll be back with Shimmer and Rocks.
As we sip champagne, watching purple rain, bodies insane. How could you complain? Plus, I know you love my personality. I think I wanna go back to school and have my locker full of pictures of you. So give me that A in biology, I'm graduating soon. It's something about that look you give me, making me feel that young love inside. It's something about that feeling you give me, I can't resist them butterflies. In this little game of mine, and he said, kicking this little game of mine, and he said,
give me that morning dew.
feeling you give me, I can't resist them butterflies. You need a woman holding you down whenever, wherever, however, whatever, I'll be right by your side. See, I just wanna love you, boy, if you don't mind, just kicking this little game of mine. And he said, little game of mine, and he said,
girl, you're sexy in the morning. You know you turn me on all day. You know the sunrise for you. Call you, give me that money, do what I do. You know that I want it. Want you morning, every morning. You know the sunrise for you. Give me that money, do
morning, do.
Welcome back to Fresh Fruits and Rare Productions right here on KFAI Radio. You are listening to 90.3 FM Minneapolis, St. Paul, and around the world at KFAI.org. And this is Fresh Fruit and Rare Productions, and Fresh Fruit is the longest running LGBTQIS2+ show in the nation, in the country. And I am your girl, Shimmer, and I use she, her, lady, women, glitter pronouns. Yes, glitter yes, pronouns. Yes. And next to me, they have arrived in the studio, the one and only Twin Cities' very own DJ Daddy Rocks.
What's up, Shimmer, Shimmer, Shimmer?
Oh, my God.
What's
Rocks,
up?
I am so glad to see you. I need some joy in my life.
I feel you, friend.
I need some joy.
I do, too.
I need some joy. I think this is probably the happiest I have been in a couple of weeks, is just to see your great presence in the studio.
Wow.
Yes. It's been so long, and I feel like we don't get to see each other often very much.
We don't.
I'm so busy.
Yeah,
but
we're very
I'm
busy.
So grateful to be in here. And also, too, like, I feel like in the studio now, it's a lot more safer with you here. So thank you.
Oh, I appreciate you, Shimmer.
Thank you. And we're getting settled in. We just opened up tonight, of course, with India Ari's Brown Skin. That is the theme to the show. And then, of course, the new one from Beyonce with Morning Dew Donk. So loving that one. And then also, I know DJ Daddy Rocks, you are a big fan of Michelle and DJ Ocello.
Oh, yes.
So she has released a new song with Cat Power entitled Don't You Want Me, the remake.
Yes.
So I feel like we'll play it sometime, maybe. Maybe we'll play
should.
It tonight. But yeah, I heard it the other day and I totally thought of you. And I was like, Rocks is going to love this song. First of all, they love some Michelle and DJ Ocello.
I do.
And I was like, okay, this is a brand new track.
I'm ready for it.
So I think you'll love it.
I haven't heard it yet.
Do you want to play it now, or should we?
I feel like we can do whatever you want. You in the driver's seat, Shimmer.
Okay, I feel like let's go ahead and let's just you know get it warmed up. Let's just get it hot in here. Let's stir the pot.
Let's do it.
So here is the brand new one from Michelle and DJ Ocello and Cat Power, entitled "Don't You Want Me," and we're hearing it first on Fresh Shoot and Rare Productions. We'll be back with DJ Daddy Rocks and Shimmer, Shimmer, Shimmer.
Thank you. success has been so easy for you. But don't forget it's me who put you where you are now, and I can put you back time to.
Cocktail bar, that much is true. But even then, I know I'd find a much better place, either with or without you. 5 years we've had in such good times, I still love you.
Welcome back to Fresh Fruit and Rare Productions with DJ Daddy Rocks and your girl Shimmer. And that was the brand new track from Michelle and DJ Ocello and Cat Power entitled Don't You Want Me. And you heard it here first on Fresh Fruit and Rare Productions. And I chose that because I know how much DJ Daddy Rocks loves Michelle.
So. I really do.
What'd you think, Rocks?
I liked that version.
And I really love, and actually it came out 2 weeks ago. You know, I am a big music, like, I feel like I'm a music jukebox, and I love all these tracks, and I was going through this thing, and I saw this new premiere, and there's going to be a video, and let me tell you, the video is going to be shamazingly awesome.
I bet.
And they're going to be, like, in this old, like, burlesque bar, and okay. It's going to be, like, they're going to be, like, dancing, and I saw little parts of, like, Michelle in the video, and let me just say, it looks amazing.
I know it does.
It's hot, and it's hot like you, so I thought I had to play it.
Thank you, Shimmer. Don't make me blush. You're going to make me blush on there.
Thank you. Oh, my gosh. So it has been a crazy, crazy couple weeks, but oh my gosh, Rox, I feel like I have not seen you since last month, and it is Thursday, August 13th, 2026. The time and the summer is definitely flying for sure.
It is. It is going right by. You know, I've been noticing the leaves on the driveway at the Cutie Castle.
Yeah.
And they are... starting to yellow.
Uh-huh.
And fall off the trees.
I know. And I was a little, I went out to lunch today with a friend. And we actually went to a restaurant over by West River Parkway.
Okay.
And Longfellow Grill is where we went.
Oh, yeah.
And
nice.
We sat out, and it was just beautiful to take the air in. And then we went to Corazon after.
Oh, yeah.
And Corazon, let me tell you.
Corazon?
Shout out to Corazon. Like,
okay.
If you have not been to that store, like, you have to check it out.
My buddy MJ works there. Shout out to MJ.
Hey, MJ.
Mm-hmm.
We have a really cool, awesome announcement that plays here at KFEI with Corazon.
Oh, yeah.
But I went in there, and they had this magnificent... beautiful. It was like leopard print. It was like a little glass orb. And I was like in love with it. It was amazing. And it made me a very happy girl today.
They have very cute things in there.
Yeah. So I definitely think that you should all check out Corazon over there.
I'm down. Do it.
And so today we just went out and also just took in the air, mm-hmm. sat outside, and I think it was nice. And you're right, the leaves definitely fell. A couple of them did, and
yes.
One fell in my hair, and it was red, and it was really pretty. And it actually landed like it was almost a hairpiece.
Okay, nice.
So I loved it, and I should have took a selfie, but I didn't, but that's okay.
Well, I mean, some moments... are made just for your brain. Not everything has to go in a selfie, people. Not everything.
That is true.
Not everything. Sometimes I'm just amazed when I look in the camera at KFAI and see what is or is not walking down the hallway.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So it's been a big month. I mean, I don't know exactly what happened to the month of July. But it seems like it came and went very fast.
Very fast.
And June, of course, always goes really fast because we're always so busy with Pride. And now it is the week of POC Pride, the Black Pride Festival for the Twin Cities.
It has come already. It's this week. I cannot believe it's already here.
It is. We had our first event last night, actually. The first event. Well, I should say... let me clarify. They had their first event because I'm not really on the board or anything like that with POC Pride. But the Cutie Castle, R Space, and Rare Productions got to host them last night at the Cutie Castle for their kickoff event, which this year was the SIP Smoke and Paint. And there were about 50 people out there in the backyard, 50 plus people in the backyard at the Cutie Castle. And everybody was painting and talking and having great conversations. There were people who were freestyle painting. There were people who were painting in the lines and outside of the lines. Mm. And there were, you know... like nature scenes, and there were queer scenes on the canvas, and there were girl on girl and guy on guy and trans folks and all kinds of things on the pictures themselves. So shout out to the local artist that did those. And shout out to POC Pride for hiring a local artist to do those canvases because they were really good. And some people swam. You know, getting those last swimming laps in for the summer. And it was just a really great event. We had nice food. They catered in some food and it was beautiful. It was beautiful. Dennis got these amazing drink dispensers that swirl the drinks around. And he got this really fun drink mixer that is a... some kind of edible glitter.
Oh,
and so it all swirled and you saw the pictures
yes.
and you're like, ooh.
I loved it.
I thought you might come.
I loved it.
Just to sample some glitter juice.
Right? I mean, listen, I have already told you, you and Mama Anna know, and anyone that knows me, if my body was absorbed with glitter, I would be the happiest girl in the world.
Well, that's you would really be sick.
Well, I know, but yes. I'm jealous
yes.
of Edward in Twilight.
Okay.
Because, like, Edward has manifested my shamazing dreams
yes,
of being a sparkly, shimmery girl.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, but I feel like I can still dream about being glittery.
I feel like you can. You are glittery shimmer.
In my afterlife, that's what I want to be, Rocks. When I go on someday in my afterlife, I want to come back as a glittery, shining soul somewhere.
Glittery, shining soul. Well, you know, on planet Earth, for sure, there are glittery, shiny things all over the place. And who knows what else the universe has. I'm sure there might even be a glitter planet, Shimmer.
I feel like there is.
There might be. I mean, maybe that's where the glitter comes from.
I feel like it is, and I feel like it's entitled Shimmeronis.
I love it. Yes.
Shimmeronis.
Yes. And someday we might be able to go to Shimmeronis.
Right. And remember, I think Mama Anna sat down with me that one time and we were looking up like edible, like digestive particles of things of glitter that you can like.
That's what this is edible glitter.
Yeah.
It's shimmery and it's pretty. And they had blue raspberry and some kind of red one.
They had flavor color ones?
Yes.
I love that.
And, you know, so then, you know, it's swirling around making the hurricane inside the little tube.
Oh my God.
And then you put your, it's like a mixer, right? So you put your whatever drink that you want to have with it.
Oh
I tried
gosh.
It alone because I'm not that big of a drinker.
Uh-huh.
And when I do drink, I don't really like the clearer liquids that things like that are made for.
Uh-huh.
Except maybe rum. And so I tried it and blue raspberry is not my favorite, but it was okay. And the pink was okay too. It was like a more red, like maybe a, I can't remember if it was cherry or strawberry. I think it was strawberry. And that was pretty good. And then we had a fruit tray and a veggie tray and a meat and cheese tray and painting. The painting was phenomenal. I'm not really ever amazed at the artistry that's shown in the Twin Cities. But to have a group of community members who don't necessarily identify themselves as artists, just painting and talking and having fun, it was a real delight.
Mm.
It was a wonderful way to kick off the event, I think, for their festival week. And it was a really nice way to be in the reminding space and the gratitude space about what we really envisioned with that place. There were a few folks who really thought that backyard and the swimming pool and the way in which you can lounge in with the nature that's prevalent there would be a good idea. I just feel a lot of gratitude, especially after seeing that space filled with brown people in the pool, painting, having conversation. It was a lovely, lovely night.
That's beautiful. That's beautiful. You know, and I actually love to draw.
Yeah.
So did I ever tell you that I won a drawing contest in high school? I drew Mary J. Blige.
What?
And I drew Foxy Brown.
What? Oh,
yeah.
Shimmer.
I drew Foxy Brown from the Il Na Na album.
Okay.
And
now,
I feel
something
like,
about this does not surprise me, but why have not you shared?
Because I can't find the pieces, but in high school, because I was not going to take like wood shop because I'm
right.
and nothing about like anything that comes with like machinery, you know, and even you and I know technology is not my forte.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like I'm getting better at it. So like, of course, gym. Oh, heck no.
No.
I don't like to climb on stuff. I don't like to do nothing that's like physical, like sports stuff, because I was always like the last one picked.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm not doing that. But I will tell you before I get back into this art story that people underestimated me in school. So you know how you had to climb up that big old rope?
Yeah.
You know, I climbed up to the very top.
I bet
top,
you did.
And I had to let all, I had to let all those bleep. No, y'all ain't going to just sit there and just under shimmer.
See, now
right?
There are certain things. There are certain things about climbing a rope. And anybody who's climbed a rope should know what those things are. And so it does not profoundly surprise me that you were able to get up that rope. But the thing about climbing a rope is you have to be strong.
Mm-hmm.
You have to be strong. So that doesn't really surprise me either.
I think I was really just frustrated mm-hmm. and angry that
you took all your anger.
So I took all my anger on it.
Put it right in that rope.
Yes.
Okay.
But getting back to art, so I loved art. I took art in school.
Yes.
And we actually got to like draw like faces.
Okay.
And I used to love drawing faces. And so I remember I drew a picture of Mary J. Blige.
Okay.
And Foxy Brown. And I drew Foxy Brown from
yes.
the cover of the Il Na Na album.
Okay. I love that.
And my teacher came over and was like, oh my God, Shimmer, what is this? And I was like, this is the picture of Foxy Brown from the Il Na Na album. And I had the CD in my bag.
Okay.
And I pulled it out. And her name was Mrs. Adamore was her name. So shout out to Miss Adamore if she's out there somewhere. And Miss Adamore said, Shimmer, I love this. And literally I put the CD next to the photo and it was Foxy Brown.
Okay. I love that. Good
yeah.
job.
And I got like first place. I got like a blue ribbon and it was a proud moment for me in art.
Okay. See now.
And also, like,
do you doodle now? Do you, like, when you're, like, taking notes or other things, do you doodle in your margin?
Sometimes, but I like to write in the air. So, like, I have this really weird thing where I like to write in the air, like, with my finger, like, cursive words and cursive words.
Yes.
Not curse words.
Cursive.
Yes, cursive
words.
The thing
that young people do not know how to do right now.
Yes.
Cursive. It's a writing style.
Yes. And I just kind of write, but actually I do doodle, like, if I'm kind of just, like, thinking about something or if I'm, like, in one of those really, like, long meetings, I'll sit there and I'll, like, draw, like... Mm-hmm.
I love that. I love that we are artsy in this town. And this weekend, there's going to be a lot of art because we kicked it off with art. Today, POC Pride had an amazing event. I'm told by their executive director that over 200 young people came and joined their festivities today for their youth engagement, open housey kind of thing where they gave backpacks away and were able to get all the different youth programmings that are happening in Sabathany kind of together and having a good time. And folks got back to school gear. So, like, lots of backpacks got given away today and lots of resources were connected. And then this evening, folks will be at the Gay 90s for the annual kickoff event with Bobby Graham's production company. And so there'll be lots of art and entertainment tonight at the Gay 90s, and that starts, just in a few minutes probably. And then on Saturday, there's a brunch, and there's going to be yumminess at the brunch in all kinds of ways. And then it will be the boat ride, and that will be chocked full of DJs. We've got amazing DJs like... DJ Insomniac will be there. And we have Kay Steele. And those two DJs are going to get it going and keeping us spinning on the wheels of steel all night while the Black Diamonds review is there. And so those artists are amazing artists. You know, y'all have seen them. They're headed by the incomparable Deja Love. And many people perform as part of this troupe. But this weekend, as part of that troupe, there's going to be Deja, of course, and Justice and Andre 1000. Rustina's going to keep us together hosting with the mostest. There's going to be, Amon is going to be there. Nemo's going to be there. It is going to be off the chain. And then in the park on Sunday, some of those same performers are going to be there. Plus, we'll have a few additional DJs in the park, like Drunken Monkey from our friendly sister neighborhood. I don't know if Drunken Monkey has a show on this radio station, but they have a show on our sister station around the way, KRSM. And then we'll have the one and only DJ Dime, who's been spinning as part of Rare Productions and POC Pride for a really long time, maybe even as far back as Black Pride. Dime also spins for the Lynx and the Timberwolves and all around the world. And so you're going to have some world-class DJs, production by Black Diamonds. It's going to be just an amazing, amazing weekend. So come on out, have some fun. The brunch is at the Butcher and the Boar. I cannot wait. I'm going to feast, okay? I'm going to feast. I'm going to chow down. There's going to be some really good resources there available for community. So you can get your grub on. You can learn some stuff. You can fellowship with community. Then go home. Get gussied up. Get ready for the boat ride. You can ride the boat up and down the Stillwater River Way, which is the St. Croix River. And you can even catch a bus from the Mall of America to St. Croix, or St. Croix River, which is in Stillwater. So the landing is at Stillwater. The takeoff is at Stillwater. Let me just tell you right now, y'all should be there, be getting in line and boarding the boat no later than 6:30. At 6:59 and a few seconds, that boat whistle will blow three times. Meh, meh, meh. 7 o'clock, it moves from the dock. And if you're in the parking lot at 7 o'clock, you're too late. You missed the boat, okay? We ain't coming back for 3 hours. We're going to go on a little three-hour tour down the St. Croix River. Yes, Shimmer, you can laugh at that because you get Gilligan's Island, okay?
Right, I do.
It's going to be a fun, fun, fun day. The DJs are going to keep it live. The entertainment's going to keep it live. The food is going to be good. There's a taco bar, yumminess for everyone. And so I want to see y'all out there. I want to see y'all ready. I want to see y'all having a good old time. Don't forget that there's an event tonight. It's at the Gay 90s. It's going to be fun. There's going to be entertainment. You can get your drink on. You can get your conversation on. Maybe you find a sweetie for this weekend. Maybe you just go solo. We're going to take payment also for people. Hello. Yes, limited seats on the bus. Tyree, who is, I don't know what your official title is, administrator extraordinaire, keeper of the files, the person who reminds everybody what they're supposed to be doing as he's sitting there having a pop, okay? Tyree, you know him, you love him, and he's helping me loft some of the things for this weekend. So thank you, Tyree. Go to mnpocpride.org. You can get all the information. They have done a really great job. It's very, very descriptive. Each event is listed. It tells you who, what, when, and where, how much. You're going to have fun. Get on board.
Mm-hmm. Get on board. And on listen, board. You're going to be in for a great time. And like Rock said, it does it beep, beep, beep three times.
Three times.
And like, they're not lying. I mean, they come down and they unhook that boat. And I remember there's been some people that have missed it.
Oh, there's definitely been some people that miss it.
They took a three-hour tour back to their car.
Okay.
Okay. A three-hour tour. Mm-hmm. We're going to go ahead and play these announcements.
Let's do it.
And then when we come back, we will have more conversations about POC Pride, and
we want to definitely talk about swimming lessons at the Cutie Castle. Yes.
I want to talk about swimming lessons. We got so much more coming up for you next right here on KFEIs. Fresh Fruit and Rare Productions will be back in a short few minutes.
Programming on KFEI is supported in part by First Avenue presenting Ani XO at the 7th Street Entry Friday, August 21st.
Ani XO is touring with her latest release, Something Profound.
Ani's music is a blend of folk stylings and alternative songwriting to convey the struggles of youth in a postmodern landscape.
Opening the show is Haroon, Bathtub Sig, and Lily Blue.
More information about Ani XO at the 7th Street Entry is available at first-avenue.com.
Programming at KFAI is supported in part by the Dakota, presenting the Devin Allman Project, Sunday, August 23rd.
Devin Allman celebrates 20 years since the release of his first album with this very special to-date retrospective of his career.
He'll pull songs from each of his musical projects, including Honey Tribe, the Almond Betts Band, Blues Summit, Royal Southern Brotherhood, as well as songs from the Almond Brothers catalog.
Opening the show, our special guest, GA20. More information about the Devin Allman Project live at the Dakota is available at dakotacooks.com.
Welcome back to Fresh Fruit and Rare Productions right here on KFEI Radio 90.3 FM, Minneapolis, St. Paul, and around the world at KFEI.org, non-commercial community-powered radio. And I am Shimmer, and next to me is DJ Daddy Rocks.
Yes, yes, yes. I'm getting messages from Tyree saying the brunch is almost sold out. The boat is almost full. Okay. So if you've been hesitating, if you've been wondering, if you've been waiting, wait no longer. Right now is the time to go and get that information, get your tickets, download them, pay, and do all the things. What's up, Robel? I haven't heard from you in a minute. Good to see you here, buddy. Me and Shimmer hanging out.
Doing the ones and twos. Hey, Robel, thanks for listening tonight.
So how do you feel about the water, Shimmer? Because you're a person who said that they were pretty interested in swimming lessons. I know you've been invited to boating and pool time and stuff like that with us, even when we've been on conferences going to the pool. And you usually say, no, that's okay.
Yeah.
So that makes me feel like when people say, no, that's okay, it's usually because they don't feel super comfortable around the water.
Yeah, I actually am not a great swimmer.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not deathly afraid of water, but definitely I think when I was 8 years old, my cousin pushed me.
Mm.
So we went to a park in North Minneapolis, and I believe it's still Cleveland Park over there.
Mm-hmm.
And so we were at the pool, and I was 8 years old, and I remember just kind of standing there, and I don't know if it was intentional or not, but my cousin, I felt like this nudge, and in I went, and I feel like because I wasn't prepared to go into the water, I went into the water and panicked.
Sucked all your breath out.
Sucked all my breath out and sucked in water, and I couldn't breathe. So it was really traumatizing.
Yes.
And I felt like I was drowning.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that has stuck with me.
Yes.
And a lot of people say, well, that was when you were a child.
It doesn't matter.
And I feel like people always say that to me, like, well, that was a long time ago. You have to learn to get over your fears. But I'm like, why is something that has been traumatizing to me, why do I have to forget that?
Well, you don't forget it. Your body actually doesn't forget trauma. Now, it can reposition the energy it spends on soothing you around trauma, but trauma happens at a cellular level. And so our cells don't forget, those memories tap in and they stay there. We can come up with lots of different ways in which to move through those traumas and having coping mechanisms and learning why we have our fear and how to get over them. But those traumas stay. And that thing that you just talked about is one of the very reasons why we're doing swimming lessons. Because not everybody is, you know, really afraid of the water. Some people will go and they'll wade their toes in, dip their feet in and things like that. But they don't really want to sit too close to the edge. They don't really want to be in a precarious position because that might lend them to falling in. Mm-hmm. And then they don't really know what to do because then their trauma gets activated and they start to panic. And so this class is for folks who've never had a swimming lesson, folks who've had trauma associated with the water, folks who just have never really felt confident about being in or around the water. We're not going to be learning big strokes. People aren't going to be, you know, trying out for the swim team next summer or anything like that. This is to make people feel comfortable to be around water, to maybe stand in the water, to wade in the water, if it, as it were, you know, but to just be comfortable enough to be enjoying the water. Minnesota is a place that is full of water. We have some of the most precious freshwater reserves in the whole country. We are surrounded by the largest fresh body unit in the whole country. And so it's really important, I think, for Minnesotans to feel comfortable enough to be at a park that has water in it, because we have over 10,000 lakes. We really have something more like 14,000 lakes and ponds in this area. And just within the Twin Cities alone, we have the chain of lakes, and that connects you to five different big bodies of water with a creek. And then we have, of course, the river that divides Minneapolis and St. Paul and all the little fingerlings and units that go off that. And then we have a whole slew of lakes that surround us. And so I think it's really vital for us to feel, you know, somewhat comfortable around being close to a body of water. And folks can do that every Sunday at the Cutie Castle. The lessons are at 1, 2, and 3 o'clock. And we're going to be keeping those lessons going at least through the end of this month and probably through part of September. We have a flyer. It's on our Instagram. Go check it out. Make all the connections that you need to make so you can get in one of these classes and feel a little bit more comfortable around the water.
I definitely am going to come. I promise. I need to get there. I have my bathing suit.
Okay, I'm ready.
And I'm really glad that we were able to talk about this, because I feel like, and you know, that sometimes there is a lot of hesitance with water. I'm okay with putting my feet in the water or whatever, but also, I also feel too, I don't like when people kind of, what's the word am I looking for? Go in, you know, it's kind of where they coerce you.
Oh, yeah.
It's kind of like, go in the water.
Peer pressure you.
Peer pressure. That's the word I'm looking for. And I feel like I often, around water, people want to peer pressure me. But it's just that fear of, like, I think since, you know, in my adulthood, when I was 8, just that moment of being pushed into a pool.
Of course, of course.
I felt like I was going to drown.
Yes.
So every time I get into the water, I feel like I'm not going to be able to come back up.
I feel like a lot of us have that. That story of being pushed in the water. And sometimes when that, especially when that push happens from the front and you kind of get hit in the solar plexus and knocked in the water, and then you have no air reserve in your system. I know that that happened to me. I don't remember if I was 8 or 9, but it was probably around that time. Mm-hmm. And my brother pushed me in, and he definitely did it on purpose because we were horse playing, which is something you shouldn't really do around the pool. But because I'd had swimming lessons since I was maybe 6 months old or something like that, I had the presence of mind to let my body sink to the bottom and push off. I didn't have any air left, though, when I came back up to the top, and it was at the deep end. And so, you know, luckily there were adults around who, you know, pulled me up over the edge of the pool and, you know, really encouraged me to go back into the shallow end. So I was back in the water by the end of the day, and it was a terrifying. When I'm talking about it right now, I'm feeling like I can't catch my breath. Mm-hmm. I can see the tile, the blue linoleum kind of tile that was at the bottom of the pool. And it was scary. And it was at our family friend's house. They had an in-ground pool, and we thought they were the coolest thing. The Joneses. Shout out to the Joneses.
Shout out to the Joneses.
And, you know, we kept going back to that pool, luckily, and we kept staying in swim lessons. So that helped, you know, lay those fears to rest. But many of us haven't had those opportunities to go back and do some work around it. So I'm really happy that you're going to take one or two of these sessions before the end of the summer.
And also, too, I'm glad. I feel like with these sessions, I love the fact that, of course, there's going to be no judgment,
no judging.
Because, you know, sometimes I feel like, is it okay if I put on the floaties on my arms?
And we got kickboards. Mm-hmm. Ezra is a certified swim instructor.
I love that.
He does this professionally. He has a job where he's actually employed to do this. So he's all certified and he knows what he's doing. And the swimming pool at the Cutie Castle is not super deep, but that doesn't matter when you're afraid of the water, right? Mm-hmm. Or when you have something that pulls you to reserve. So he's a certified instructor. He knows how to do this. He's queer. And has done the work. And so there's not going to be body shaming. There's not going to be queer shaming. There's not going to be any of those things happening. It's going to be a safe place where you can learn to feel more comfortable. The goal is not so that you're like, yes, I can go just jump in the deep end in any water. No, the goal is for the folks in our community to feel as comfortable as they can and enjoy the nature that we have here in the Twin Cities and state of Minnesota.
Yeah. And I'm also glad, Rox, too, that you're going to do this, because I think, too, kind of like in my youth, in my queerness, in my transition as well, oftentimes I've also been afraid to swim in open public places, mm-hmm, that are very transphobic,
yes,
very homophobic, very race, you know, the white privilege that comes out. And also it's like the stairs. And I think it like also has made me feel uncomfortable,
yes,
to kind of want to get back into the pool. So I feel like going to this lesson at the Cutie Castle, where there's going to be no body shaming, mm-hmm, and no judgment, and being just able to like get into the water at my own pace will make me feel more comfortable. Because I used to hate also, too, when people would watch me swim.
Yes. There's not going to be that shimmer. It's going to be a safe, comfortable place. There's privacy fences all around the backyard, so nobody's going to be seeing you from the street and things like that. You can wear swimming clothes that are comfortable for you, so there's no judgment. If you are someone who needs a different kind of suit culturally, or you need a different kind of covering because you're in transition, those things are appropriate. Those things are welcomed, and we want you there.
I can't wait. And actually, I still have to rock. I have this amazing bathing suit that you have to see. It is like zebra print. It's like rainbow print. So I can't wait to rock it.
Okay. I'm so excited for it.
I'm super excited.
Me
I can't
too.
Wait. I'm so glad that we got to talk about swimming. I had been texting Rox, and I was like, ooh. I was like, if Ezra can come on, can we bring Ezra? Can we talk about this? Because I think it's important, and I haven't really shared about it, but like, you know, Mama Anna knows, and I think a couple of our friends from when we went to Creating Change. I know that when we were in San Francisco and we got stuck there the extra day because of the flight back home, shout out to Sagan.
Yeah, Sagan.
Sagan was at the pool with me and Sagan was like, Shimmer, are you okay? And I was just like, a little bit. And I got in the pool, but of course, like the fear of drowning came out. But Sagan was there and kept me calm. And the water was nice because it was like zero. It was like negative 20 back home. So kind of getting in the pool for that little minute was nice. Mm-hmm. But of course, I was in the shallow end.
Well, I mean, that's okay. Mm-hmm. That's okay. And shout out to Sagan for making that a safer place for you to experience that. I'm super excited about that. I'm feeling a lot of gratitude in this moment. I think, you know, this year has gone by so quickly and we've done so much. Rare Productions closed out its 25th annual Power to the People event.
Yes.
Rare Productions also just got nominated for, it's either the second or the third annual BIPOC Awards.
Hey,
so
congratulations.
I will post that on my Facebook. I feel a little bit weird about it. Mm-hmm. Because I'm not really a braggadocious, well, maybe a little bit, type of person. But the organization really should get some witnessing. And all of the artists that have come through Rare Production should get some witnessing. I'm feeling really grateful because this weekend we're going to be working with some of the artists that we worked with when Rare Productions first started, like Andre 1000 and Geneva Richards. And believe it or not, y'all, Lieutenant Sunny. Okay, now I want y'all to make sure you're in the park on Sunday afternoon, just around, you know, probably the 12 to 1 o'clock range, 12:30 to 1 o'clock range, because Lieutenant Sunny is going to do a set for us at the POC Pride Festival that's going to knock your socks off. I got to see one or two of the songs in regard to this set that's coming up at Tis Jones's Emergent Art Series. If you haven't heard Lieutenant Sunny rock it in a minute, if you haven't heard the live of Lieutenant Sunny in a minute, I'm just going to tell you, stop whatever you're doing Saturday afternoon and head down to Powderhorn Park because you're not going to want to miss this set. Mm. It's going to be off the chain. And that feels really like something to be grateful for. It feels like gratitude is the right emotion because, you know, doing something for 25 years is no easy feat. And there was a 5-year kind of catapult up to Rare Productions through the Women of Color Building Project. And so even though Rare Productions has been doing the Power to the People area for about 17 of those years. The first few years we did under the auspice of the Women of Color Building Project. And Rochelle and I started Rare Productions because we wanted to be doing something that was more inclusive than something that had women in the title when we knew we were going to be serving our trans siblings, right? And so we formed Rare Productions so that we could be sure that we were really making everyone aware and all the artists feel super comfortable being whoever they are. And when we first started out with Women of Color Building Project, well, towards the end of Women of Color Building Project, we did a lot of inclusive things with trans women and trans guys. And we got a lot of pushback for that. And some of that pushback came because we were an organization that was by and for women of color. And so some people hadn't done the work around trans and trans identity. When we first started Rare Productions, we wanted to kind of carry this slogan with us, but I'm glad that we thought better of it. Kind of towards the end of the Women of Color Building Project, we started saying, it's a place for past, present, or future women. I'm glad that we didn't really carry that moniker with us, because that's not really how trans people identify, right? So I'm glad that we got educated and we learned things and we didn't carry that. But the sentiment really was to ensure a place that all bodies that were brown, who identified as queer and trans, specifically queer and trans, really got to have a place to perform. And so I don't take the nomination to the BIPOC Awards lightly. I think it's a very precious gift, mm-hmm. when community members nominate you for a thing like that. So I was like, just gonna let it pass by and kind of text a few people. And I got challenged today to put it on my Facebook page and put it on Rare Productions Facebook page and really make it an important thing. So shout out to Jerry for really just saying, you know, that I should go ahead and put it on. Shout out to Anna for reminding me that it's okay to remind folks, especially the folks that have been engaged with the organization, and let them have those flowers. So go all in. I know we have stiff competition from Pillsbury. I mean, they're a huge organization with, you know, hundreds of thousands of people on their email list. We're up against POC Pride and Queer Space Collective. So those are really hard choices. But if you've ever been to an event where Rare Productions is hosting artists, if you've ever been to a POC Pride event, Twin Cities Pride event, if you've ever listened to this radio show or KRSM, know that those are love offerings from Rare Productions, and it really gives space for amazing artists like the one sitting right next to me, Shimmer, 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 mm-hmm. to take up space. And for those of you who don't know, Shimmer's work is on display right now, still through the end of August?
I believe the end of the month, down in the old Dayton's building, downtown Minneapolis, the Nicollet Mall, the Prince Purple Ones, the mm-hmm. fashions for go my look. Fashion show. So go you look. Should go check it out and see the amazing work that the designers had created from, you know, the Purple Ones fashion shows. And also they were showcased in just this past Prince celebration in June, the Prince Sing-Along.
Prince Sing-Along right out in front of First Avenue.
So it's dope. So you should check it out, everyone. It's completely free. So go down, take a snapshot. Just make sure that you tag the artist. There's bios in the window. So simply just, you know, make sure you tag the artist.
Yes. It's between 6th and 7th Street on Nicollet. So if you're going to a Lynx game, or if you're going out for the weekend to the 90s or the saloon, it's just a few blocks away. Just take the detour, walk down Nicollet, snap some shots, tag Shimmer, tag the Purple Ones, tag the artist who you take photos of, because I think that is a perfect example of the work that Rare Productions has done. You're on the radio, you're producing things, you're promoting things, and you're doing something that you really love. And I've loved being able to support you through Rare Productions in this time. So thanks, if you Daddy like Rocks. Shimmer, go vote.
Thanks, Daddy Rocks. Oh my gosh, same, hearts. You've been listening to Fresh Fruit and Rare Productions right here on KVI. We'll see you next month in September. We're going to close up, because speaking of like the boat ride,
yeah.
23 years coming up in a couple of weeks, that one of my favorite entertainers passed away. I'm talking about Aaliyah. So young. Definitely one of my favorite artists. I cannot believe it's going to be 23 years on August 25th that we lost this beautiful artist. So I think it's a great way to close out with Rock the Boats.
Come on,
stay
now,
tuned, because Trava Ramo, Fa Fa Fa, is up next on KFM.